Blog Talk Radio.
I was just singing along to my opening music. I love that. I don't even know where I got that. I think a friend of mine gave it to me. If I sound tired, I am, and I apologize. It has been a long couple of weeks. I can't believe it's only been a couple of weeks since I did my last podcast. It feels like it's been a month, but it has been crazy busy. And you know how we do over here at Onyx Queen Media. We always have something going on with our clients. We have new clients that we picked up at the end of last year, coming into the beginning of the new year. So we've been getting them up and going. So many great things that are coming down the pike. I can't wait to share with all of you. If you are tuning in for the first time, welcome to my podcast. This is Renee Lowe, and I am the CEO of Onyx Queen Media and the curator of Blackberry Naturals. Blackberry Naturals is our networking event company that deals mostly with naturals who are in business for themselves, entrepreneurs, the ladies who sell all the great body butters and hair serums and anybody in that organic and natural world. Onyx Queen Media is my small but very effective branding and event planning firm. And I say small because we want to keep it in a family stance. We don't want to spread ourselves so thin and then we aren't as effective as we can be. So we are a small business, but we are an effective business. So welcome to Season 6, Episode 3. And this is 3 Mistakes Entrepreneurs Need to Avoid. And let's go. All right. 3 mistakes that entrepreneurs need to avoid. The first thing is, and it's very hard to do, is to have the right people around you. So the thing that you need to avoid is having people that are going to be in your business that don't help it grow. A lot of businesses, they often liken people in the business who constantly tear it down. It's almost like having a cancer growing from the core of your business. So make sure that you are hiring the people who are going to make your business grow. I don't care if it's a part-time assistant, even an intern who is gaining knowledge and may not be gaining dollars, but they're even gaining knowledge. Make sure that they are positive. Make sure you check people's social media to ensure that they are on the same page that you are. You wouldn't want somebody on your social media, you know, on their own social media who is just talking reckless and, you know, doesn't seem like a trustworthy type of person. You need to make sure that you have the right people around you. And whoever is not supporting your dream, whoever is not in line with, you know, what it is that you need to do, as long as it's absolutely lawful. You know, we've seen a lot of that in the news where, you know, you want to keep a whole bunch of yes men around you. It's not about having yes men. It's about having people who are loyal to you. And they will also call you out when you're wrong. You need to have those good people, that's those checks and balances. You know, that's one of the main things that I've learned, is that even though I had great people around me who did great things in business, just on the personal side, they weren't even in line with even my ideals and things that I would be proud to say that, you know, I was partnering with these folks, you know, so I had to let some folks go, you know, and or separate myself and separate my brand from negative things. So definitely avoid keeping people around you who do not build up and celebrate your dream, okay? The next thing is always inquire of your customers, your clients. Inquire things of them. Ask them, how am I doing? If you're a New Yorker, and I know any New Yorker listening to this knows that phrase, how am I doing? Who used to say that in New York? If people are old school New Yorkers, you know from the 80s, that was Mayor Koch. He always used to say Ed Koch. If anybody is a New Yorker or from the Northeast, you definitely know about Ed Koch. And he would always ask, how am I doing? How am I doing? You know, thumbs up, how am I doing? You know, and people would tell him, they would be like, you're horrid. Or we love it. You know, like New Yorkers are very tongue-in-cheek when it comes to certain things, and we definitely are some straight shooters. But, yeah, that was one thing that he always asked of the people, how am I doing? And that's something that you should make sure that you're doing at all times. Don't avoid your clients. Don't avoid even your partnerships. Check in with them every now and then. Don't assume that everything is great. Sometimes people don't speak up when things are not good. You sometimes have to poke the sleeping bear a little bit and ask them questions, and you'll be surprised sometimes at the answers that you actually get. Okay, so make sure that you don't make the mistake of not inquiring of your customers, your clients, your partnerships about how it is that you're doing. Sometimes you may need a focus group, you know, to test out different ideas, you know, and you know, make sure that everything's smooth before you go. Nobody ever puts something out in the market without having some testing. So always make sure that you're asking your clients or your customer base and or even your partnerships how you are doing. Okay. This is the third thing, and it is probably one of the most important things. Make sure that you avoid the urge to just not keep your word. And when I say the urge to not keep your word, what I mean by that is the urge to just blow things off. Oh, that's not important. Oh, I don't have to worry about them. Oh, I told them sometime in February. Oh, they'll get it. Oh, you know, resist the urge. Avoid not keeping your word. Avoid blowing something off and not keeping your word. That is so important. And I'm phrasing it that way because I believe that that is the way that it needs to be phrased for people to really understand. Avoid blowing things off and not keeping your word. Stay away from that. Okay? Stay away from that. Make sure that you respond to people when they ask you a question. If you don't have an answer, say, I don't have an answer for that right now, but I will make sure to get back to you at least in the next 48 hours with an answer. You know, never leave things open-ended and floating everywhere because it makes you look very untrustworthy. It makes you look like you're not professional, that you don't know what you're doing. If you say that you are going to be a part of something, a project, whatever it is, it could be business, it could be personal, whatever it is, keep your word. And if for whatever reason you cannot keep your word, or something has come up where you have to make changes, then be transparent and talk about that. Don't just leave the other party hanging. That is such bad business to leave another party hanging. If there is a reason why you cannot complete a project or complete something you said that you were going to do, all parties need to gather and discuss that and need to be on the same page. So definitely keep your word. Avoid being one of those people that don't keep their word, that don't, you know, fulfill obligations that they say that they're going to do. I have a practice, even with my clients, even though as busy as they are, sometimes it takes them a few days to get back to an email. But what I will say to them is you should at least get back to people 24 hours, 48 hours is pushing it, quite honestly. But at least get back to these folks who are contacting you for potential business and let them know, hey, I got your email. I'm working on a conference this week. I will be able to do a meeting with you. If it's Monday, well, today's Tuesday. It's like 4 o'clock. It's 4:41 in the morning here. January 31st, so it's technically Tuesday right now. I will at least say to the person, I'm in a conference, but I will be able to get back to you on Friday at 2 o'clock. Does that work for you? Because even if you can't get back to the person right away, you know, often I'm out of town or I'm working on somebody's, you know, conference situation, which is usually over the span of 2 to 3, sometimes even 4 days, I will let the person know. I'll give them a specific time when I am free, even if it is 7, 8 days from then. At least they have that time frame in their mind, you know, and at least they can pinpoint and say, okay, she's going to talk to me on February 24th. Even if it's so far in the future, at least we know we have a date in place. And 9 times out of 10, we'll probably talk before that anyway, but you want to make sure that you have those sort of things in place. It's so important to keep your word. So I want to really encourage folks to look at your business, analyze your business, and see where the holes are. You know, analyze your business and make sure that you are taking advantage of all the positive things that you can be, you know, that you can have in your business. So again, we'll review it. Make sure you have the right people around you. Okay, avoid having those wrong people around you. Make sure that you keep your word. Stay on task of everything that you need to do. You know, ask your customers, ask your clients, your partnerships, how am I doing? Avoid just pushing things to the side and out the door. Okay, so those are 3 things to avoid in business. And not only did I tell you 3 things to avoid, but I also told you ways to actually improve on that. Okay, so that's one of the main things that you want to do is improve. That's what 2017 is going to be about. You know, when we start the new year, we want to improve on things that we did not do well in the previous year before. So let's move forward. We are in the last day of January. I can't even believe that already. We're already a month into 2017. So let's move forward and take some of these tips and implement them in your own business. And I will tell you right now, I want to hear feedback from people, maybe things that you needed to implement, maybe things that you needed to put your foot down about, whatever it is. I want to hear the feedback on it and see how it helped you, because I love to hear the feedback. I do get emails from folks. I get DMs from folks. Oh, my goodness, Renee, that I listened to your podcast a couple weeks ago and it really helped me. I love that. I love that I'm helping people. That's why I started my business, is to give back, because somebody did that for me. I had a mentor who gave back to me and told me the ins and outs and, you know, everything about business. And I took that along with everything I learned in school and put it together and created my own business and created my own stream of income, several streams of income, you know. So definitely going to build up on that in 2017. I also want to give kind of a rundown. I also want to give kind of a rundown of the events that we have coming up. Man, it's going to be pretty busy. February, and I believe, and please don't quote me on this, but I believe it's February 19th. February 19th, there is a show, a play actually, that is coming to the Atlanta area, and it's called Heritage. And a young lady contacted me in the Blackberry Naturals, in the Blackberry Naturals group. A young lady contacted me and said, "Hey, you know, we have this play called Heritage coming, so please Google Heritage," and not heritage as in the way we know how to spell it, hair, H-A-I-R, Heritage. Look it up. It is looking like it's going to be a great play. I was fortunate enough to get a ticket to attend. It is going to be one of our meetups, and it will be on February 19th. Also, if you want to join our group, you can join our group as well at blackberrynaturals.com. If you need anything from Onyx Queen Media, contact us. We would love to hear from you. Find us on the web anywhere at Onyx Queen Media, and then our website is www.onyxqueenmedia.com. www.thebestofthebest.com. I will talk to you next week. Thanks for listening, you guys.